believe it.
Morning, you're listening to Carib Voice Radio, coming your way live for Elevate Barbados Radio Show on Saturday. We're here each and every Saturday from 11 to noon. Don't miss out on a great show, opportunity to hang out, learn a little bit more about Barbados, and of course, you all know we are gathering again. This is 2025. Pharaoh Mike is having an emotional moment this morning. This is Arturo Tappin, Terry, Mexican author, and Kevin Lynch rocking the music. I'm telling ya. Hello. Someone said, Lord of Music, let's see what we've got. Yeah. Just getting started. For all of you checking out what's going on today, it's Saturday here in Georgia, and there's going to be a Time to Line today, this day, March the 29th from 1 to 6 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, food, and entertainment. Music by DJ DSA and friends. You can't miss this. A lot of games for all ages. Karaoke showdown. Oh, they're going to shut the place down at St. Michael's and All Angels Episcopal Church. I'm telling you, you want to get out there and become part of the fun, the adventure, the conversation, the storyboard. Keep us on the lock for more information and details as we rock through the show. Hopefully, Leroy Tyler will be in the building over there. And maybe we can bring, just maybe, we can bring some segments of the program live here on Carib Voice Radio. So tell a friend, bring a friend, send a friend, and join us as we say hello, look out, and support, and hang out with the Barbados Association of Georgia. If you are a Barbados Association inside the Southeast region, that is the Southern region, and you are an organization, you can send us an email at cvrmarketingpr@gmail.com. Let us know who you are, what you do, where you're located, and tell us what you are doing in this season of regathering again Barbados Global. It's a very beautiful moment for us to stop thinking about who does what to whom in a wrong way or in an appropriate way, and look out for each other, because this is the season for unity and strength. It's as simple as that. You know, I know that over the years, and I've been a pioneer of my culture and heritage in the United States for over 43 years. And I do not apologize for it, because it has always been a personal thing to me. Now, we crafted a way forward, and it's important to stay together. I'll tell you a little bit more about myself, what my motivation is for doing what I do and what I have been doing over the years. And some of it is going may shock you, may not, but at least you'll have an opportunity as an example to see what I'm talking about when I ask you, who are you, what are you doing, where you are in the United States? Because if we don't know where you are and who you are, and I know some of you will want to keep that personal, but certainly our business is not everybody else's business. So we're not going to tell people about your business because it's not appropriate. And if I have anything to say to someone, I usually tell them in front of their face. It's not a confrontation. I am just comfortable being very clear in front of people. And I think it's important because I don't want to hear the story of he said, she said, this, that, and the other. And as a matter of fact, I think they call it defaming. I'm not interested in defaming anyone at any time in any way, shape, or form. Because you know why? I simply don't want it done to me. Because it steals away hope from other people. It's simple as that. Because if someone, and it has happened this week in conversation, I get calls all the time where people say, someone told me this or that about you, or sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative, but I understand how to connect the dots behaviorally. So I don't pay too much attention in real time. I just store information, knowledge, and look for concentrated effort as far as people trying to say negative about other people or myself for that matter. So keep us on the luck as we move through. I'm telling you.
I run again for the girl problem. This year is a soca party. Come jump it up.
Niron. Girl, how you been? Crop over 2018. The music still lives.
Come party, come jump it up. This year is a soca party, come jump it up. This year is a soca party, come jump it up.
Yeah. Just remember, whatever you do, we are one family. We've got to stick together and continue to do that 365 days a year, in and out of chaotic moments, because that is who we are. That is what life presents, and we meet life where it presents. Not how we think it should be, could be, or would be, but handle those things that are necessary to be handled. And whatever you do, make sure that if you're walking down the street and you know that you have a breadfruit tree on your property, grab a breadfruit and take it to a neighbor and say, "Hey, neighbor, glad you are here. I hope you can enjoy this meal. Enjoy your day." Always have something good for someone. Okay? Take care. Yeah.
Nothing can separate us.
One family.
Once in Christ we unified, we make up this body. So we lift our Savior high.
This is our song for today. Lifting up each other on a spiritual plane.
We can live as one and we join together. And we're singing in one song, we sing, oh yeah. Stronger together, they cannot separate us, oh yeah. In Christ you're my brother, in Christ you are my sister, oh yeah. When we join together, we sing it even sweeter, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, oh, every day.
Hi, yeah. This is Gaynell Marshall, and you're listening to CarribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Let's step it up a little bit. Life is beautiful, Jose Hines.
I love it. is all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, life is beautiful.
That's right, speak your truth. Elevate your day.
When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. Fresh air, fresh air, fresh air. Whoa, life is beautiful and life is sweet. See the son in the yard with his dad working hard, hoping he'd be inspired. See the hen with a chick and a mom making sticks, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe. And the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
Fresh air, that's what we need, indeed, I'm telling you.
Hey,
yeah.
This is Mahalia from the band 2 Mile Hill, and you are listening to CaribVoiceRadio.org, the edutainment station.
Yeah, that's right, the edutainment station. You can't move without it. You know what the world needs now is some serious love, and we're going to give it to you right here, live as we hang, and get ready to take care of things. So there is a party going on up in here in Georgia, A Time to Line. Send out of those who receive the link. Please share it with your friends, relatives, and neighbors and have them head on into the meet and link up today at 1 o'clock from 1 to 6 p.m. Come early, stay late. It's a party and it's a Bajan thing. Let's pump things up a little bit here for the party of the life. Yeah!
We day again, yeah. I can't wait now. Like when your foot touch the ground, an instant connection. They're taking we back to where we belong, yeah. I can't teach you how to be done. Just follow my action. A rag in your hand and let we go long. Now everybody put it down.
I feel like some fish cakes today. You know what we need? We need Bajan Uber in Georgia. Hold on. Coming your way live. Hey.
It's festival time again. Oh. I gotta make a call. I need to talk to the boss. Can you hear me? Lord, Lord. Hey. Somebody call me supervisor. Tell him I can't make it. I'm coming with me baby mama. Because she's feeling sick. There's a fever in the air. I don't know if that's it. It's the
blazing back the act. The purpose of this trip, I don't want trouble. Baby, you know what I mean. Smokey and bumpy doubles.
And the cannibal, a bacchanal, a bacchanal, a cannibal, a so much pretty girl, it's unbelievable. And the people for the people and the music.
Hey! Girl, I make you dip up, turn and twist up. With the band, them a grip ya. To the rag, I call it up.
Gotta tell you something. Who knew that coming from Barbados to the United States, after learning how to type at St. George Secondary School, would result 40 years later in using a keyboard to build a vision, to publish a book, to communicate locally and internationally with people? Who knew? The one thing that I want to say to Barbados today is that I want you to take a second look at relationships in our community. I watched a 30-minute video, or I should say a documentary, on Greens Village several weeks ago, and it brought back a lot of memories, a lot of realistic things that I have been talking about over the years. And they all say that we are a product of our environment, and I agree. Because when we are growing in our climate and in our communities, we don't have the opportunity to experience other people's behaviors in terms of external relationships and cultures until we engage with people from those nations. And when they come to the Caribbean, it's a whole different vibe, because they come home to relax for one reason or the other, and we are meeting their representative, the representative of their culture. And so when we create the proper environment to receive them, we have the opportunity to build relationships that become sustainable character. When people meet us as Barbadians, they meet our persona first, because we have an innate nature in us to protect our mental health and also our value. So when we present, we show people our persona until we get to know them a little bit better, and then we can show them the full fiber of who we truly are. Now, some of us are not even aware of this, but other people are, and those that are keenly aware and astute on how to move forward appropriately. And the first authentic thing that we bring into the room is our caring about other people. That's what Bajans are known for. The question becomes, to me, for me, inside of this moment, do we care about each other now more than ever? Because if we are showing a Taurus, our persona, and it's authentic, why can't we show that same authenticity to our neighbor? I think it's important. It's a value that needs to be seen, especially when we are out of our nation, living externally in other demographics that represent what we call a consulate core of people, a chorus, if you will. And the consulate, from what I understand, is there in case we need help, support, or understanding on many different areas of our life. As a matter of fact, I think it holds a diplomatic consideration. If somebody bothers me and I go into a consulate corps or a consulate office, then technically, I believe that I'm in Barbados, but for all purposes that I can consider. And I'm sure at some point when I get the consul general to come on here or the ambassador, they can clarify if I'm right or if I'm wrong or if I'm just doing an innuendo emotional moment or if this is something that people from Barbados truly need to know. This is why when we get together and we gather together, we open up doors of understanding and also earn the right to see who is in our village. And I have the luxury, in one sense, of knowing who is in our village because I do community media. And I didn't start into community media because it's something that I dreamt about. It is something that happened on the way towards doing something else. And I've always had a desire for community relations anyway. As a matter of fact, that's why I went out and earned two different degrees related to public administration and human services. And the reason I did that was to orchestrate a knowledge base, not just a concept, but a knowledge base, if you will, of understanding human characteristic behavior, climate considerations for those behaviors, and how to manage equity in all individuals across all platforms of engagement. And one of the most vital things that I learned in this process is understanding the framework of government, law, and justice in terms of recognizing that everything that you do, you need to file a complaint for. However you file it, it's a complaint for what is the problem, or have a purpose to achieve something. Those two things. And so when you file the complaint, you get the offer. When you get into the courtroom, the offer, on one side, there's the plaintiff, the other side, there's the defendant. And you have the burden to prove your case. Now, what is emotional? That's what I learned. Emotion does come into play in a very crazy way, in a sense, because no one wants to go to court or be in front of a judge. I know that personally. Not only because I worked in the courts, I also was served, and a complaint against me was filed, so I got served, and I had to go in front of the judge and plead my case. And I won my case in one instance, but lost in another. But I understood the duality and the framework of what was coming because I worked in the system. And I experienced the system for 16 years. Now, whether it's civil, criminal, or supreme civil, or supreme civil, or supreme criminal, or federal, it doesn't matter. The process is similar. So in your life, are you pleading your case? And who is the defendant? If you are the plaintiff, who is the defendant? It happens in relationships. It happens in community organizations. It happens in businesses, and the list continues. In a cricket game, in a soccer game, baseball, you name it, it happens. But the most important thing that I like about going through a process is coming out on the other side, whether win, lose, or draw, because it means that that particular instant is now over and done with, and you can begin again. In essence, what I'm saying is, let's start over. Let's begin again every single day, because every day is an offer with a value that have options. And it's put in front of you to begin with for a purpose and to solve a problem. So the offer, the values, and the options that are presented give you the opportunity on how to create a strategic plan on executing for the desired outcome you want to achieve. For example, today, a time to Lime will be at a church that we all hang out at, Lime. It's the go-to place in Georgia for many Bajans. And whether it's their wedding, a funeral, a community meeting, an organization fight, or misunderstanding, we all end up in this one particular location, and we try to resolve our differences if we truly care. One of the things that I noticed in Georgia in particular is right now, and this is my sphere of influence. Now remember, I come from two modalities, actually three. And Barbados across the United States is represented on those three modalities. I grew up in America in the Northern Consulate District. I migrated into the Southeast area for the Consulate District, which represented north and south of the Mason-Dixon. And then the other states are covered by the ambassador's office coming out of Washington. That is how Barbados blankets the United States from a diplomatic representative of Barbados across the nation. And we need to become familiar with these things, not because we want to know all or be all, but we want to know what Barbados looks like across the United States. We should. We have to. And then the three decision makers, or subterranean decision makers, I should say, because all three areas represent the functionality for Barbados under the auspices of the Barbados government. So when we are looking at these three dynamics, we are looking at the Barbados government in a subterranean way outside of Barbados, which is supposed to be the epicenter of government and governance for Barbados. And the one thing that we can do well, that we know we can do well, is have three things to cover and blanket these regions. One, intellect. Two, heart. And three, willpower. Now, don't get it twisted. We are subject to change without notice. All people are. That is why I don't spend too much time being a judgment of people. I try very hard to work with people, and that is why I took a course in college, and not just a course, but an experiential journey, if you will, in college, to develop my degree proper, because I believe in human service delivery systems. I believe in people. And in order to understand them, you have to go and learn the dynamics of behavior related to people, places, animals, and things. Simple. I mean, for me, it's simple. So before I could judge people, I took it upon myself to engage with people from every different area of life, meaning culture. I don't know of any Bajan, but I do know of all Bajans in the sense of where they are. And one of the things that I know culturally is that you can find a Bajan any place in the world. Now, some people will say, but Arby, that's true for all people. Well, it's not true for all people who represent the historical disenfranchisement of human capital, which is the Bajan. The Bajan was birthed in a dot island called Barbados, branded and named by the Portuguese who came through and found it credible to want to participate in the island on its ownership in terms of saying, we discovered it. That was around 1625 and 1627. And what happened next was one of the most awesome birthplaces of mindset manipulation. As a matter of fact, they have a Bible that was created under the auspices of a slave mentality Bible that a lot of people didn't even know existed. I knew it existed because I spent most of my life asking the question when I came here into America. And that question was asked even before I landed here. And I remember very vividly when I asked that question, where I was standing, who was around me, and who objected to me even leaving Barbados, and those who supported the notion of me leaving Barbados, Arby Padmore. I didn't expect to meet so many corruptible people, but I did over the last 43 years. But I also measured the corruptible people with strategies that could be rendered incorruptible. And that is why I used my mindset in a way that could formulate the opportunity for change, growth, and development inside of a structure that was chaotic. Because without that chaotic structure, I would never have been able to navigate the properties that were necessary to insulate myself from bad behavior. And that is what I have had to do my entire life. And I continue to share that in terms of the reason behind why Carib Voice Radio was even birthed. I never planned to have a platform to speak to people internationally using all digital media. I never expected to volunteer into my own life to bring the kind of change that I wanted to see, but I knew that if I didn't do it, who else would? No one would. I was challenged and had to be challenged on purpose. I had to create values inside of my world, develop skills, navigate the systems, and build relationships with myself first. Because if I don't know who I am, how can I join the caravan called others? And that is one of the five fundamentals of the word called empowerment. Without that, you have no power. If you don't understand yourself and work with others, your power is not as pristine as it could be, should be, or would be. And that, my friends, is a vitality element we call cohesive economics, cohesion. One plus one, self and others. Self and others have one, which means they have the mind and the body in one person, a mind and body in another person, and that one has to merge on two subterranean levels to become a communications tool. And the one thing that is affected in that model is courtesy, professionalism, and respect. If we are courteous, professional, and respectful, we can stimulate an economy that helps us to have healthy hearts. Proper cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Three things. CPR equals CPR Barbados. So as we gather, these are the two things that we have to look at. And I'm going to tell you this very directly. You are never, ever going to hear this concept from anyone else in the universe, because this is the first time that I know it. And if I'm wrong, please go out and Google this construct. It doesn't exist. It is being shared from a spiritual place inside of Aubrey Padmore. AubreySpeaks.net is where you can find this type of mentality. And I know from the injurious behavior that has transpired in my life that if I do not speak to people with a firm voice, they will take me for granted. And even when I speak in a firm voice, they have a tendency to try to take me for granted, because the good old slave mentality Bible says that it is better to be a crab in the barrel than support a person who is striving for greatness. And I will tell you this, I do not and never will have ever subscribed to the crab in the barrel mentality. To me, it is the dumbest thing in the entire world. And to think that my code name from being a baby until now for many was called a dummy. I have never been a dummy. Maybe ignorant sometimes, abso-freaking-lutely. But a dummy? The only thing that I can use to cherish that word is the fact that I was born mute. Mute, couldn't talk, could not talk for several years. While babies were crying and releasing their pain, I could not even cry in that way. I could cry, maybe you would see the tears, but you would not hear the voice. There was no voice to be heard until God decided to jump on my caravan and give me a voice, authentic voice. Aubrey Speaks. This has been Elevate Barbados Radio Show. Don't forget to join us each and every Saturday. This is the 52 weeks a year, 1 hour that I dedicate, whether implied, explicitly stated, or performed live, that I dedicate to the people, the places, the animals, and things are of Barbados. Elevate Barbados. Everyday lessons, encouraging values, aspirations towards economic sustainability. That is what the acronym means. So I hope you enjoyed the ride today. We are going to close up with a top ride. This is Nish coming your way live, a young lady I met who is a very powerful person. Haven't spoken to her in a while, but the song lives on with me. Keep us on the luck as we continue and get ready to go to Hyper Jump at 1 o'clock in the village for A Time to Lime today between 1 and 6 p.m. And of course, you can log on to baog.org for more information and details. Until then, take care.